Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey. Today I'm in the office of the great detective Bumfrey Hogarth.
All right, sister, what's your story?
My story?
Yeah, come on, out with it. Talk to me, unload, bare your soul, spill your guts, get it off your chest. Tell it like it is, straight from the horse's mouth. Start singing, sister.
Well, I don't know how to sing, but I do have a tape.
A tape, huh? Well, it's different, but I like it. Each to his own, that's what I say. Live and let live. Never say die. Don't give up the ship.
Right.
Any port in a storm, whatever makes your boat float.
Shall I play it?
Nah, I'll have my assistant Sam do it. Play it, Sam.
Oh, hi there. I was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. And this is Odyssey. Hey, let's see if this thing works. Hold it! Okay, so it needs a little more work. But that's the exciting part, because you never know what you'll discover along the way. Oh, don't take my word for it, though. You can find out for yourself when you come along on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
It was pretty good. Told me a lot about why you're here, too. Has something to do with tapes, doesn't it?
Tapes?
So it's the old coy game, huh? All right, I'll play along. I'm sure you'll be able to pick it up in the things I say. We don't keep any secrets around here.
Secrets?
Sure. What do you look so shocked for? You know I don't like surprises.
Surprises?
That's right. After all my cases make for sensational stories.
Sensational stories? I think I know what you're getting at.
You do, huh? All right, sister, stay where you are and keep your hands where I can see them.
Huh?
You were smart, but I was smarter. Looks like you're going up the river for a big stretch and a long haul to be put on ice doing work for the state in the slammer, the box, the brig, solitary, the cooler, the big house, the great pin.
What?
But don't worry. When you get out, I'll still be here. I'll wait for you, even if it takes 20 years.
You will? Oh, that's sweet. Wait a minute. What are you talking about? I'm not going to jail. I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I'm sorry. Sometimes my imagination can get carried away.
Yeah, well, you're not the only one. Mm. Something very similar happens to Jack and Oscar on today's Adventure in Odyssey.
It does?
Yeah, and we'll get started on that adventure in just a moment.
Here's looking at you, kid.
Oh, be quiet.
Defending truth, justice, and lots more truth. It's Captain Absolutely. And now you can read the revised and expanded comic series with 20 pages of new storylines. An explosion at the local library traps Josiah King in a room full of Bibles and radioactive fumes. The powerful combination transforms Josiah into a superhero. Created by Adventures in Odyssey's own Wooten Bassett, join Captain Absolutely in his fight against Dr. Relative. Pick up your copy now at adventuresinodyssey.com.
It's a slow summer day in Odyssey. One of those days where it's easy to let your imagination get you into all sorts of trouble. Which brings us to Jack and Oscar. But I'll let Jack tell you all about it in his own special way.
The town is Odyssey. Small, very normal. Yet for many, a place to call home. It is summer. The weather is hot. Too hot. My dad explains it as a condition when a weather front stalls because there isn't enough Arctic current to push it on. My dad talks like that sometimes. Watches too much TV. The kids on the street have a different name for this kind of weather. We call it a heat wave. I'm Jack. Some folks call me a good detective. I prefer to be known as just your average gumshoe who happens to be incredibly brilliant. On this particular hot day, this particularly hot detective was sitting with Oscar, my sidekick. We were in my office, which also doubles as the front porch to my house. We were trying to decide which exciting case to take on next.
So, what do you want to do?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
Oh, I don't know. What do you want to do?
I always have to come up with something to do. You think of something this time.
You never think of anything to do.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Well, enough of this clever banter. What do you want to do?
Oh, I don't know. What do you want?
Hey, Oscar, look.
What?
Here he comes again. That kid. Just like clockwork. How many days has it been?
A week at least. Maybe 7 days.
Hmm. Every day at this time. Interesting. He goes walking down the street towards the woods with a knapsack and an armload of lumber.
What do you think he's up to?
I don't know. Any ideas who he is?
I've seen him around Wits End, but I don't know his name.
Wits End, huh?
What do you think he's doing?
I don't know, but I'd love to find out.
Maybe it's none of our business.
Are you kidding? If it was none of our business, he wouldn't go walking down the street with a knapsack and an armload of lumber. Talk about advertising. Let's follow him and see what he's up to.
Follow him? You can't just up and follow someone unless you're with the government or something like that.
Do you want to be a great detective or not?
No.
Yes, you do. Come on.
But he's deep in the woods by now. How will we find him?
By sheer cunning, a keen sense of direction, and a reliance on my extensive experience in the Boy Scouts.
Come on, Jack. We've been wandering in these woods for hours.
He's around here somewhere. I can sense it.
Is this the same sense that got us lost in the first place?
All right, all right. Don't get snippy. Maybe you had too much of a head start.
That's that. Let's go home.
And spend the rest of the day sweating on the porch? No way! I want to find out what he's doing.
But what are we going to do? We don't know who he is, where he's from, what he's doing, or how to find him.
Ha! Minor details.
Yeah?
Look, he was carrying an armload of lumber, right?
Right.
And where do you think that lumber came from?
Trees. But we're surrounded by trees.
That's why you're the sidekick and I'm the detective, Oscar. The lumber either came from his house or from Mr. Watson's hardware emporium in town.
I was gonna say that next.
Sure. Let's go, Einstein. Sometimes I don't think Oscar really understands what it takes to be a great detective. It's not all danger, excitement, and water balloon fights. There's the late nights when a glass of iced tea is your only companion. The lonely stakeouts, chewing stick after stick of gum, and the endless waiting until you're old enough to get a driver's license. It's tough. But being a great detective is more than that. It's knowing how to think. It's putting two and two together and coming up with something that isn't a fraction. I really hate fractions. And algebra is right out. Geometry is okay, but you gotta know the angles. And speaking of angles, I knew we'd find some at Mr. Watson's hardware emporium in town. We tried to act casual, so Mr. Watson wouldn't know what we were up to.
All right, you two. If you're gonna act casual, do it somewhere else. This is a store, not a waiting room.
Yes, sir. Let's get out of here, Jack.
Relax, Oscar. Let me handle this. Mr. Watson?
Yeah, Jack.
Can I ask you a couple questions?
Oh, today you're being the private detective, is that it?
I guess you could tell by my cool but determined exterior, huh?
That and the fact that you're wearing a trench coat in the middle of a heat wave. What's going on?
I'm trying to find out about a kid. We see him every day walking down the street with a knapsack and an armload of lumber. I thought maybe he was getting lumber from you.
Yeah? What makes you think so?
Elementary, Mr. Watson. What was that? A security alarm?
Nope. It was my bad joke buzzer. They're on special for $9.95.
Boy, hardware stores carry everything these days.
So you figure this mystery kid is getting his wood from me. Well, you happen to be right.
Really? I mean, really, of course.
This kid comes in nearly every day, buys some wood, and leaves.
Why would he buy leaves? He could get them in the woods for free. Sorry.
Did you happen to get the kid's name? Maybe on a charge account or a running tab?
Not unless his name is George Washington. He pays cash up front.
Up front, huh?
Yeah, up front. That's where the checkout stand is. Maybe I should turn that thing off.
And that's all you know about the kid. He buys wood and takes off.
No, he buys wood and leaves.
Oscar.
Sorry.
Well, Jack, that's all I can tell you.
It's okay. Dead ends are part of the business.
Say, Jack, what's your interest in this? I hope you know better than to go poking your nose in business where it doesn't belong.
Yes, Mr. Watson, but this is serious.
It is, huh?
Would I go to all this trouble if it wasn't?
Yes, especially on a very hot day when you're bored. Now just don't let your imagination run away with you, young man.
Gotcha.
Oh, I just remembered something. I asked the mystery kid what all the lumber was for.
What did he say?
He said he's working on something called Wonder World. That's all he'd say about it.
Wonder World. Sounds interesting. Wouldn't see anything else, huh?
Nope.
Thanks, Mr. Watson. You've been a big help.
All great detectives have a joint where they like to hang out, relax, watch the people go about their normal lives. For Oscar and me, it's Whit's End. Whit, or better known as Mr. Whittaker to us kids, is the owner. I figured he could help me crack this case. And he would have, too, if he had been there. But he wasn't. So we got our lemonades and sat in a corner booth. That's when Robin showed up. I greeted her like all great detectives greet women.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Robin.
Hiya, dollface. What's the latest news?
The report of your damaged body if you don't call me by my real name.
Oh, sorry, Robin.
Apology accepted. So what kind of big case are you working on now?
Nothing much.
We're trying to find out the name of some mysterious kid.
Oscar, you're not supposed to go around blabbing our top secret cases to everyone in town.
A top secret case? You must be talking about that mysterious kid who's a loner and usually carries a knapsack and an armload of lumber.
How did you know?
All the kids have been talking about it.
What?
It's a small town.
What do you know about him, Robin?
Not much. Only that he comes in here to use Mr. Whittaker's library.
The library?
Yeah, it's the place with all the books.
Okay, I get the message. What else?
That's it.
That's it? Some help.
Don't you get it? He uses the library. He checks out some of Mr. Whittaker's books.
So?
So, bright boy. To do that, he has to sign a checkout card. You know most of the kids that come to Whit's End. All we have to do is look for a name we don't recognize.
Robin, you're not so bad. For a girl.
Here it is, the sign-out card.
Let's see. Eugene Melsner, Connie, Lucy.
Look, right there.
What?
I recognize all those names but one. See?
But it's not a name. It's a set of initials. D.D. Do we know any D.D.'s?
Look at the book you checked out.
A Guide to Learning Through Your Imagination by John Avery Whittaker. Maybe this mystery kid is trying to build his own imagination station.
Wonder World.
What do you think we should do?
I'm through with thinking. The time has come for some action.
What action is Jack gonna take? Find out when our adventure in Odyssey continues right after this.
This month on the Adventures in Odyssey Club, travel to far-off places to hear surprising stories about love.
I've lost my Brune.
Your what?
My favorite doll.
It's from Brune. Dearest Liesl, I have gone on a trip to see the world.
How may I help you?
I'm leaving my husband. I want to get even with him.
Go home and act as if you really love your husband.
That's this month only on the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
John Avery Whittaker, inventor, explorer, entrepreneur, adventurer, scientist, philosopher, an extraordinary Christian man loved by all. But how did Whit become Whit? The Young Whit book series chronicles Whit's childhood escapades with incredible, never-before-heard events that explain how he became the man he is today. From solving the mystery of Confederate gold missing since the end of the Civil War, to revealing the secret of the bizarre goings-on around the spooky old Granville Mansion, to investigating mysterious strangers who are showing a lot of interest in the town bank. Young Whit and his friend Emily Capello have a lot going on. And on top of it all, young Whit must also uncover the truth of the strange contents of an ancient trunk his grandfather willed to him. Truth that will change his life forever. It's always one amazing adventure after another in the life of young John Avery Whittaker.
Bring the family together for Adventures in Odyssey's Young Whit book series. Book 3, Young Whit and the Thieves of Barrymore, is now available. So go to witsend.org/door and get the entire 3-book series today.
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at adventuresinodyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you.
And now, back to today's adventure.
I spent the rest of the night piecing together clues about this mysterious kid with the initials D.D., a knapsack, an armload of lumber, something called Wonderworld that might have a connection with Whit and the Imagination Station. Pretty hot stuff. This case could be bigger than I thought. It was time to come up with a cunning plan.
What did you say?
Nothing. I was just narrating. Can you hear me all right?
10-4.
No, it's 9:15. Are you in front of Mr. Watson's store?
Yeah. Good thing my dad has these walkie-talkies, huh?
Yeah. Listen, I'm on my front porch in case he comes past here first.
I see him! Jack, he's in the store! I see him! I see him!
Don't shout or he'll hear you!
What?
Don't shout or he'll hear you!
Jack, you have to quiet down or he'll hear you!
I'm gonna have to check the want ads for a new assistant. Oscar?
Yeah?
Keep a close eye on him and I'll meet you when you come past my porch on the way to the woods. Whatever you do, keep out of sight. He can't know you're following him.
10-4.
Nah, it's 20 after.
Jack? Jack? I hope you're down here. Jack? No.
Quiet, Oscar. You want him to hear you?
Where have you been? You were on the front porch, and I couldn't get you on the walkie-talkie.
I turned it off and decided to wait for you here. Come on, before we lose him. But quietly. I said quietly. Much better. How did you do that?
Sound effects.
Into the thick vegetation of the forest we went, deeper and deeper. The stifling heat grew more and more humid.
The greenhouse effect.
Fortunately, my experience in the Boy Scouts helped us maneuver through the woods like skilled woodsmen. Ouch! Who put that tree there? We walked and walked, down trails and through overgrown pathways. The mystery kid whistled along merrily, completely unaware that he was being followed by a brilliant detective and his sidekick.
Watch out for the creek, Jack.
Thanks, Oscar. We pressed onward, yet deeper and deeper into the forest. Suddenly, the mystery kid stopped.
He's stopping, Jack.
I know. I just said so, didn't I?
He's looking around.
Quick, duck down!
Take that! Aha! You're not deceiving, old dog.
Listen to that!
I can't see. What's going on?
Stay down!
But what's happening? What's he doing? It sounds like somebody's fighting.
A fight, yes, but there's nobody there.
Huh?
A sword fight.
He has a sword?
No, just a branch from a tree. How weird. Sounds like he's having a sword fight with a wicked knight. This kid could be crazy.
Crazy? Jack, maybe we shouldn't be following him. Maybe Mr. Watson was right. It's none of our business. Maybe we've gone too far.
No way! I didn't come all this way to get scared off by a kid who uses branches as swords.
Why is it so quiet?
He's leaving. He's disappeared around the bend. Come on! I don't see him. He just disappeared. Let's try to get closer.
I don't like this, Jack. This scares me.
Don't let your imagination get the best of you, Oscar. It's not like he'd set a... trap. Are you all right?
No. I fell on my walkie-talkie. Oh, my dad's gonna be mad.
What is this thing?
It's a moat.
Jack, it's him. We're trapped.
Just as I planned. You've fallen into my moat.
Moat? It's just a little hole.
It's a moat, surrounding my great fortress. You are the knight from an evil realm.
He is crazy, Jack. Call the police.
We are not knights from the evil realm, and this is just a little hole in the ground. You gotta hit him with a dose of reality every now and then.
Don't hit him too hard, or he might hit back.
Look, kid, I'm Jack, and this is Oscar. We're from Odyssey, not some evil realm.
Oh, well, that's different. I can lower a rope to rescue you.
Rescue me? All I have to do is stand up.
Take my hand.
Thanks.
Oh, look at my walkie-talkie. How am I going to explain this to my dad? Well, Dad, it's like this. I fell into a moat.
Forget about that. I got mud all over my trench coat. All right, kid, what's this all about? Who are you?
I am the keeper of these lands. My name is Madrigal, Knight of the King's Table.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I... You guys don't catch on very quick, do you?
Catch on to what?
It's pretend. Boy, some kids have no imagination.
I can imagine the punishment I'm gonna get for breaking the walkie-talkie.
What do you mean, no imagination? I've got plenty imagination. You think I'd wear this trench coat in 100-degree weather if I didn't have imagination? Who are you, anyway?
My name is Digger. Digger Digwillow.
Digger Digger Digwillow?
That joke gets around.
I'm Jack. This is Oscar.
Yeah, I know. I've seen you both at Wits End.
You have? How come we haven't seen you?
I guess you haven't been looking until today. Why were you following me?
To find out what you've been doing down here.
Why didn't you just ask me? I would have told you.
Well, we didn't think of that.
Now you know.
I do?
Yeah.
You want to give me a hint?
I come down here to play.
Play? That's all?
Yep. But what about on that building? The lumber.
Yeah, how about it? What about Wonderworld?
What do you know about Wonderworld?
I don't know anything about Wonderworld except all the kids are talking about it. It's supposed to be a big secret of some sort.
I guess that's why everybody's been talking about it. It's no big secret.
But it has to be. I spent the whole day yesterday trying to figure it out. All the kids are talking about it.
Sorry.
Oh, what about Mr. Whitaker, huh? You checked out one of his books. The one about imaginations?
Yeah. Mr. Whitaker said I should read it. He's been teaching me how to use my imagination properly.
What do you mean, use your imagination properly?
Mr. Whitaker says there's a right way to use your imagination and a wrong way. The wrong way is when you let it run away with you and it gets you in trouble. That's like you, Jack.
Quiet, Oscar. And what's the right way?
When you use it to create things and learn new ideas and help people. See, I had an adventure with the Imagination Station a while ago. It was an adventure in the Bible, and that's when I met Jesus. It was like the whole story came to life. I used my imagination to learn about something that's very real.
And that's where it all got started?
Yep. I decided to build a place where I could play and use my imagination. A place of my own.
So these woods are Wonderworld?
Nah, this isn't Wonderworld. You gotta look up for Wonderworld.
Look up? Right. And while I look up, you'll make a quick getaway.
Just look up. Wow!
What is... a treehouse? Wonderworld is a treehouse?
Neat! It's not just a treehouse. It's Noah's Ark during a flood. It's a castle in the Middle Ages. It's a small cabin in the middle of the wilderness. It's a headquarters for secret agents. It's any place where good fights against evil and wins.
Yeah.
A treehouse.
Maybe to you, but with a good imagination, it can be anything.
That sounds like Mr. Whitaker.
Then you should know.
A treehouse. All that investigating for a treehouse.
Told you so.
I thought it would be something really big and really secret, and it's a treehouse.
Sorry to disappoint you.
But I don't get it. Why was everybody making such a fuss about this?
I didn't make a fuss. Who made a fuss? Besides you two.
Everybody.
Everybody? It's a lot of people.
Wait until they find out.
Why do they have to find out? Let them think what they want.
But they think you're a loner. Nice, but a little strange. You don't want people thinking that about you. How come you don't try to meet some of the other kids?
Because they don't like to play like I do. They look at a tree fort and see a bunch of wooden nails and stuff. I guess I want friends to see more. What do you see, Oscar?
Who, me? I see a secret hideout from evil Nazi soldiers.
Jack?
I see wood and nails.
Oh.
Like the hut that Robinson Crusoe built on the deserted island.
In that case, welcome to Wonderworld.
Yeah, last one up is rotten egg. Come on, guys.
Let's go, Jack. Oscar's beating us to the top.
You go ahead. I have something I want to do first.
Yeah? What's that?
I want to get rid of this trench coat. I think it's going to get in the way.
In 2 Timothy 1:7, the Apostle Paul wrote, "For God did not give us a spirit of fear, but one of power, of love, and self-control." This is important to remember when it comes to using this wonderful gift God has given us called the imagination. He wants us to use it, but He also wants us to control it and not let it control us. I think Jack is finally beginning to learn that lesson. How about you, Bumfrey?
Well, I'm trying, but it's kind of hard for us great detectives.
Well, just to make sure you don't forget, you should write to us at Adventures in Odyssey and ask us how you can get a copy of today's program. That way you can listen to it again and again, or share it with your friends.
Friends? You think a guy in this line of work has time for friends?
I don't think your work has anything to do with it.
So give me the lowdown, the scoop, the bottom line, the...
address?
Bingo.
Simply write to Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. In Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, B.C., V6B4G3. And when you write, don't forget to ask about how you can get a copy of this broadcast. It's called Heat Wave. The address, once again, is Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written by Paul McCusker and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris. Join us next time for another Adventure in Odyssey.